Rejecting the warnings of both Beijing and Washington, Taiwan President Chen Shui-bian says he will go ahead with plans to hold a referendum next year that could be a step towards a declaration of Taiwan independence. Mr. Chen made his own wishes about independence quite clear. President Chen went on the counterattack Saturday, telling a Congress of his Democratic Progressive Party while he still plans to hold the controversial referendum next March, despite warnings by President Bush and the Chinese leadership. He reiterated that what he has called a defensive referendum will call on Beijing to renounce the use of force against Taiwan and to dismantle hundreds of missiles pointed at the island. Beijing opposes any such referendum in Taiwan, which it considers a breakaway province. It has long threatened to use force if the Taiwan government attempted to declare itself independent. Washington has warned Beijing against any use of force and is bound by treaty to assist Taiwan if it is attacked. But since 1972, the U.S. position has consistently been that there is only one China, and Taiwan is a part of it. Earlier this week, during a visit by Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao, President Bush bluntly warned the Taiwan president against holding a referendum. Mr. Bush said Washington opposed any unilateral decision by Beijing or Taiwan that would change the status quo. In his defiant speech to flag-waving party delegates, President Chen declared that it is China's military force that may change the status quo, not Taiwan's democracy. Mr. Chen also left little doubt as to his personal feelings about independence. He says Taiwan is democratic and China is communist, and asks why they should not be separate states. The Nationalist Party fled to Taiwan in 1949 at the end of the Chinese Civil War, and the island has been ruled separately ever since. But no Taiwan government has ever declared that Taiwan is a separate country. Mr. Chen is currently in the running for a second term as president, and Saturday's party congress marked the formal beginning of his campaign. Celia Hatton for VOA News, Beijing.